up their belts, grab their walking sticks, leave in haste, and go. Because they couldn't stay where they were and follow God. You can't go with God. There's not hope for us. You need to tell me the hope. It's not for me. Whatever Egypt is for you, you will determine in your heart who can come on. We've been here. We've done that. We've got a teacher. I've been in Egypt long enough. Living Grace has been in Egypt long enough. My family has been in Egypt long enough. My walk with Christ has been stuck in slavery long enough. It's time to go. It's time to move. It's time to pick up my stick and walk. Exodus chapter 12. I'm going to make this little baby my son. He's still a Hebrew. He's still a stranger, but he's going to be trained in the palace. And so for 40 years, a man named Moses becomes the son of Pharaoh's daughter. At age 40, though, Moses sees a slave master beating his people, and his people are still known to him. He looks at his skin and says, "They're my people," and he becomes enraged and he kills a man with a bare hand. Because he knows that and had no recognition of God, no response to God, and yet you're in a crisis, you're in a bind, you're in a jam, and maybe today you will begin to call upon the name of the one who hears every prayer. Say, God, have mercy on me. God, show me your plan for my life. You may not even be a believer, and you're trapped in the slavery of unbelief. And you have set all of your things, you have set all of your life on what this earth can provide. And you hear the word of Matthew 16:23 that says, what shall it